Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two, three.
Be there.
You are listening to 101.9 CITR. This is the Parts Unknown show. It's a pre-recorded show, but just a couple of announcements. This Saturday at the Bullet Club, KNVP, Bedwetters Anonymous, and Night Court and Yep are all playing at this fine place that used to be called something else. It's like a brewery place. But on the weekends, it is a house for good time rock and roll and punk and roll. Go to it on Saturday. There is an event coming up November 20th at the Fox Cabaret, but don't listen to me with the ingredients to that night. Listen to this interview I did with a very special somebody. This is the Parts Unknown show on 101.9 CITR. Enjoy the show. You're listening to 101.9 CITR. We are here on the Parts Unknown show. It is Monday. Well, it's Monday to you, but we're actually, my guest and I are at my fancy mansion around Kingsway and Joyce, and it couldn't be more wonderful to have this gentleman with me. You may know him as the DJ for the ultimate punk rock radio show on Thursdays from 10 in the morning to 12 now?
It's 9 to 10 now?
It's 9 to 10?
We changed it just recently.
Okay, of course, I'm talking about Russian Tim, the most kind, considerate, supportive, scene-building gentleman that I have met. I haven't seen a gentleman like this in years. He really broke the mold when he came to Vancouver to light up CITR. Listen to his show and listen to him now. Welcome, Tim. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me at your wonderful, lucrative mansion. It's going great so far. It's amazing. That fountain in the front was amazing. All built out of gold. I'm having a great time here.
Completely made for you in your honor.
Thank you so much.
So the reason why you are here is two reasons. Mm-hmm. One is because you got a new album.
Correct.
Coming out, and it's something more in Russian?
Correct.
Yes. Now, you are the lead singer of a band called, it's Russian Tim and Pavel Burres.
Absolutely correct.
You're yes.
Telling every single fact.
Could you tell me, since Pavel Burres could not be here, who else is in the band?
Absolutely, yeah. There's five of us. I do singing. And then we also have Christy. Christy plays synth, guitar, trumpet, and sings in Russian.
Oh my!
And Christy is a normal person, so it's an achievement. And then we have Ilya, he plays bass, he sings as well. We have Julia, she plays guitar, and she sings as well. And we have Sergei, he plays drums, he doesn't sing.
Oh, okay. Well, so he's on the out soon. If you can't sing in this band, you ain't no Pavel Burre. Pavel Burre himself can sing.
Yeah. Well, Sergei is married to Julia, so it would be very hard to kick him out, to keep Julia in.
Yes.
So no, we'll leave him. He's a very good drummer.
Oh, wonderful. Now, before we go into the very first song, Ilya,
These names that you had mentioned, are they all of Russian heritage?
Absolutely, yeah. So, like I said, Kristi is the only normal person.
Oh, okay.
Me and Ilya are from Russia. I'm from Novosibirsk, that's in Siberia. Ilya is from Samara. And Yulia and Sergei, they're from Belarus.
Oh, my God.
So they obviously speak Russian language and their very own Belarus language. But we communicate in Russian. There's four of us. And in English as well, so Kristi understands what the hell is going on. Because sometimes we just...
you guys are arguing in Russian.
Yeah,
it's like,
she's,
yeah.
She's like, is it good? Is it bad?
It's always good. It's always good, Kristi. Yeah. Let's get into the first track. Now, this is not one that you requested, but you requested a bunch of great tunes. I couldn't get to all of them, especially my song that you requested. I am not a shameless self-promoter. I'm...
Can I be your shameless promoter?
No, this is not that kind of show today. Let's begin with a classic track that I dug up and I wanted to talk to Tim about it. Let's hear it first and then we will discuss it. This is the Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR.
Шел по улице домой и увидел этих ребят. Кто ваша мама, ребята? Спросил у ребят солдат. Мама, анархия, папа, стакан портвейна. Мама, анархия, папа, стакан портвейна.
Yes, very nice stuff. I will tell you about that on the recorded part of the show. But first, I want to also talk about Total Chroma, a band that I am playing the music of today. Later on in the show, they have a record release this Wednesday at the Fox Theater. It starts at 8 o'clock, also playing Vancouver's Sig Sally plus DJs. So catch that show, please do. They're pretty fantastic, and you will find out how fantastic they are as you hear their music, which is going to be coming up in about an hour. But first, let us get back into the swing of things. This is Mr. Russian Tim one of the finest folks you will ever want to meet.
This is the Partsanocho on 101.9 CITR. I'm Chris, and you are?
Russian Tim.
Oh, Russian Tim. Now, I have been working on the last name, Bogdachev.
It's
not, but is there more emphasis on the bog, or is there more da, Bogdachev? Well, I don't know.
No, that's actually a funny, it's a good question, because bog in Russian means God.
Oh, well,
But in all seriousness, it's actually my last name is pronounced Bogdashov.
Oh, Bogdashov.
Yeah, and the reason for that, because it's the CH sound. When we were applying for immigration, we were applying for some documents in French, and the sound sh, which in my last name in French is CH.
Yeah.
But when we moved here, so obviously CH is sound ch.
Yeah.
So instead of being Bogdashov, I'm being Bogdachev.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So I had wondered, like, you have a radio show, and how long had it started? Like, the Rocket from Russia, taking from the great Ramones track, you're all about the punk rock.
Yes.
Have you always been about the punk rock?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Since 1994, since I was, 10 years of age. Before that, I was listening to metal. Dad was listening to some classic rock records.
Yeah.
Russian music and, like, North American and English. And but in 1994, my uncle taped me a tape. One side had Dookie and the other one had Smash.
Oh, wow.
And that kind of changed.
Yeah, hey, we all got to start somewhere. That's a great, great way to start. So I was looking on YouTube and I was trying to find some Soviet 70s Russian punk. And I found one, but I bet there's a lot. Have you ever heard of a band called Kino?
Kino, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, actually, one song on the album is a cover.
Oh,
of that band.
Okay. Well, there's a song that I played just now called Mama, and then it's yeah. Now it's fantastic. Now, is this one of their originals?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Their,
yeah.
That's
so
like their version of trying to be a punk band.
Yeah. Well, trying. they're super successful.
Yeah.
Now, like, I think of Russia as a country that had been kind of deprived of the cultural phenomenons that America had been, like, really, I'll say, blessed with. Rock and roll and all this excess, and the young folks of Russia, like, look at it and say, like, I want that too. That sounds so exciting. What was it like for you? What was it like for your dad? What was it, how was life?
Well, it was, for example, for my dad, he was born and lived a big part of his life in Soviet Union, so
yeah.
He didn't have access to the Western culture. It was not that we didn't have. It was a very limited access. Just to give you a story, when he was in what in Canadian terms will be the last year of high school, he was almost expelled because one of the teachers found translations of Led Zeppelin songs from English to Russian.
Yeah.
That was considered like
contraband. You don't do that.
You don't do that. So he had to sit in front of, like, teachers and, like, the principal, and they had the discussion, and his teacher, who later taught me, she kind of helped him and defended him and said, listen, that's a kid, like, don't worry, don't expel him. She defended him in front of everyone.
Wow.
And he stayed, because for him it would have been a big deal, because the next step is going to university. Being expelled in the last year, that would have been
that's no good.
So that, just to give you an example, it's a real life example that it was real, like, threat for him. So it wasn't really welcome, and like I said, it was the Western culture was microdosed in a very weird dosages.
Yeah.
To kids back then. So again, limited access to music, unlike right now when you have Spotify or like YouTube, and you could get anything you want.
I know, but back then, like, even like when we were younger, you know, like when you're saying Dookie and Smash, so that's the Offspring, and Green Day. Uh-huh. So like mid-90s, right? You know, that's when we started to like really bite down on our musical influences and stuff. Life is a lot different now than it was like 25 years ago. Exactly. So it is pretty awesome to hear all this. And I wanted to ask, did your dad come to Canada too? Does he still live in Russia?
He still lives back in Russia. He actually lives in Crimea, which is like that territory between Russia and Ukraine, which is like the conflict, not conflict, but like the territory they have been arguing. I came with my mom and granny. So yeah. My parents divorced like when I was little. But we still stay in touch. My dad liked the album. He really said he gave me go ahead. He
fantastic.
He plays it on the repeat back in Russia. And so that's great. So we still obviously like in touch, best friends. And he turned me on to music. So he showed me like Beatles, Jesus Christ Superstar. I remember, yeah.
Sure. But great segue, Tim, because you were talking about how your dad liked the album. What album? It's the brand new Russian Tim and Pavel Bure's album. What is it called? Something More in Russian.
Correct.
Yes. Now, I wanted to play something called Golos.
Yes, that's my favorite song.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. Okay. Well, what is the song about? What is Golos translated into in English?
Yeah, like I'm personally not very political person, and especially in terms of writing songs, but this song was written by my friend from Russia, who we used to be in a band together when I lived there. We're still writing song music together, and he wrote the song and the lyrics for the song. It's about the Golos means the voice. Oh. And it talks about two versions of the voice. Your normal voice is something that you stand for, like your vision and like your philosophy, personal. And at the same time, the voice as I remember like the TV show when the people sing and then like chairs. So there was like a time and period in Russian culture when everyone was obsessed with that show. The voice, everyone was watching, everyone participating. And he wrote the song saying like, hey, listen, maybe you focused on the wrong voice, because there's so many problems in Russia and like where you can really speak about and talk and think about, but you're focusing on the wrong voice.
Yeah.
That's what kind of the song is about.
That's fantastic. Well, let's play it. The Golos from Something More in Russian. This is the mighty Russian Tim and his Pavel Bure's on the Parts Unknown Show.
Hey, why did I do that? I make everything collapse. Chocolate pudding, hiding gifted fixtures, trying not to say words out loud, wondering if I'm talking too loud, my eyes burning holes in your old pictures. Oh, why did I do that? Why does everything collapse, even when it's glued together? Hey, why did I do that? I make everything collapse, even when
I'm tired of failing. Taking a hole in my heart and in my head. I finally lost all control. I quit my job for this, but nobody gives a shit. So this year will be my last of playing shows. You claim your DIY, but you don't wanna die, die, die. Every time you see
Okay, so this is the Parts Unknown show. I'm Chris. Resh and Tim is with me, sitting comfortably on the couch. My daughter is playing in the bedroom, and I think that she's having a merry old time. I'm hearing songs, and I'm hearing songs that were requested by Resh and Tim himself. Needles, Pins. Some of these requests, I'm wondering if you requested them because I like them too. I play Needles, Pins all the time, but you love this rock and roll.
Oh, I do. I do like Needles and Pins is one of my local favorites. Of course, I decided to cater to your show, and because Chris Terrific is the king of pop in Vancouver.
Oh, is that so? Who told you that? Because no one told me.
Well, I formulated my own opinion and told you that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I remembered the very first time that I saw you. And I introduced myself that I was Chris, and then you said, like, you're Chris Horrific. And then you said something that very much embarrassed me. You said, you are legend. Well, that's not true. Look, a legend would live in a better house than
would
this.
Would a legend not have a fountain in front of their mansion?
A touche. Anyway, what about this song, Cold Raviolis by Graduating Life?
Yeah, exactly. So see, like, going back to the king of pop, Chris Terrific, I tried to pick the songs which may not sound like a pop song, but kind of fits in narrative of your show, have a catchy hook, or like a melody, like a pop hook. And like these songs, that's how I hear the songs. And Cold Raviolis is one of the songs. To be honest, I've never seen this band live. I was going to see them this October in Florida, but that Didn't happen.
For obvious
reasons. Good, fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like fun. And also fun, modern baseball.
Oh, la 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 li la lo.
That in Russian means awesome.
Correct.
I'm assuming.
Your Russian is getting better.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you. Broken Cash Machine. Yeah, I find that this song reminds me of a period of punk rock where pop was blending, intertwining so much, almost taking over, would you agree?
Exactly, and that's why I picked this. Quite a few songs based on that. One is just like, they're considered like maybe band from the punk circle, but the pop influences are so massive and good versions of pop influences, like melodies and some good rhyming and some simplicity, which makes a good pop music.
Yeah, and started the whole set off with one of your tracks, Golos. How long did it take to record? I mean, you were recording and writing music in COVID times. Did it seem like it was walking in quicksand, or was it a quick process? Was all the members of your band just chomping at the bit to get things going?
Oh, my friend, you touching a very painful topic, because it was a very long process.
I'm sorry.
No, I mean, like, it is what it is, in the sense that, you know, we were all in that lockdown situation. So just to give you a perspective and the timeline, we started recording on June 1st of 2020. We finished in tracking in August, September. Mixing was done kind of in January, and the album was finally ready. I had the final masters in March 2021. It came out in November 2021. And before we started writing recording the songs, we practiced it, we played it for. So this song's like 3 years old.
Yeah, but I mean, have you had your album release?
It's coming up on November 20th.
Okay.
At the Fox Cabaret. This is going to be the album release show.
This is wonderful. Now, is that a Wednesday?
It's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday, of course. What?
Party.
Yeah, okay, party on a Wednesday. But for this party on a Saturday, Fox Cabaret is such a great place to have shows. I really like the layout of it. If you want to watch the band, go to the front. If you don't, there's a bar right in the back. It's perfect.
Exactly.
I want to ask you about Warriors. Now, did you choose this because you thought that I would like it? Well, you're right. This song's great. Now, do you ever play Warriors on your show?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I do like them. I actually, Lauren, I interviewed Lauren for the radio show, and I did a very, what I think, one of my proudest moments on CITR.
Oh, tell me.
So, when we met with Lauren, to be honest, we did a show, an interview in person. I believe it was at the Cobalt. And when I was doing research for the interview, I found out that Lauren is a big fan of the band called Weaker Thans.
Weaker Thans, yes, so, of course. It's good. It's good, yeah.
And the singer is called, the leader is...
John K. Sampson.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So... Lauren is a big fan of John's songwriting solo and for the Weaker Thans. So what I've done, I had some connections for just common people, common mutual friends with John. I emailed John, and John was extremely nice and helpful. And I said, listen, I'm preparing an interview with Lauren from Warriors. Lauren is a big fan. Could you please send like a message and something like just to do a nice gesture? John was very thankful. I don't remember what exactly he said. He emailed me something, and then in the interview, I brought it up, and Lauren was absolutely extremely happy. And then I put them in touch, two and two together, and Lauren got to a tour with John Sampson, I think acoustically and with the band.
But this is what I'm talking about. Like, you, ever since I've known you, you seem to be a... not a divider, but a putter together. Yes, and it is really wonderful. There should be more Russian Tims in the world doing stuff like that. So,
but yeah, to me it was a proud moment, because for somebody who is honestly like a big fan of somebody's songwriting, just connecting them together and with that results in them playing music together.
That's awesome. Well, let's play the song Chasing by Warriors on the Parts Unknown show.
Anyway.
another concert alert for you. Friday, November 19th at the Red Gate, Chronophage, F-P-H-A-G-E. It's one word, Chronophage. From Austin, Texas, are playing the Red Gate. Texas American bands, welcome! The border is open. Behavior and Mayako XO from, don't listen to that, from L.A., with Big City and the Artists, which is featuring members of the band Pardoner. Don't listen to that either. Go see this fantastic show at the Red Gate Friday, November 19th. And a little something about this song that I'm going to play. In the recorded interview, I totally whiffed on the gentleman's name that is in this band. He's a very nice fellow. His name is Riley McMaster. And I, at the moment, I was pressured into trying to remember his name. He helped me with my my video many years ago. And now he lives in Montreal with his lady love. And I totally forgot. So my apologies, Riley. This is Monsoon Moon.
Thank you.
it's going quick here. I wanted to play a whole bunch of rock tunes that I thought would work well together, and they're almost all requested by you, Uptights.
Oy.
So Uptights features Mr. Jesse Gander. Did Jesse record the Russian Tims album?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And Jesse and obviously Uptights are playing the album release show on the
Fantastic. 20th. And they have some new music too.
They do. They released a brand new album on vinyl. So the vinyl is out, but I think they're going to release it digitally soon. But Jesse was an instrumental part of the recording process. He helped us. He played instruments. He played a lot of organ on the album. And he obviously recorded, mixed, and did a lot of work on the recording. So I'm extremely thankful that they got to work with another Vancouver legend, and that somebody who I was a fan before knowing Jesse of his style of mixing.
Yeah.
Now he did it for my music.
Well, the album sounds terrific. And I kind of assumed that it was like some hot shot record engineer guy, recording engineer guy. Now I am totally convinced of it. Well done, Jesse. Well done, Russian Tim. I wanted to also, Ballantines played some Monsoon Moon. Now, the reason why I wondered about Monsoon Moon, the gentleman of this band, he is also a video maker, and he made a video that, one of my videos.
Really?
Yeah,
no idea.
Yeah, so, and I can't think of his name right now. Do you know the gentleman's name of Monsoon Moon? Darn it! He moved to the
Montreal.
East. Montreal. He moved to Montreal with his lady, and decided that Vancouver wasn't doing it for him. That's okay. But we played a song that you very much enjoy, I'm assuming, Keeper, from the album Two-Headed Dog. Very nice. And then we began with the Warriors. Now, I'm going to ask you...
I'm going to answer.
Okay. Well, in your list of requests, there's one cover. And I had wondered if you knew that at the end of the hour on my show, I always play a cover. Did you? So this is such a, you stumbled into something magical. Thank you.
Well, I did some preparation, and I spoke to Adam Ferris, who is a regular listener of CITR, your show and mine.
Yes.
And
also he does the Power Chord show sometimes. Yes.
This is transition, friend. This is the beauty of CITR. From being a fan of the radio station, you become a part of it.
Yeah, but it's so true. I mean, I remember my first Discorder. I was like, well, where did this come from? And then you go and look, and it's like, oh, it's just a bunch of people. I could do that. And we did, Tim. Pack AD have an amazing cover of Leslie Gore's classic song, You Don't Own Me. That's all that needs to be said.
Actually recorded also by Jesse Gander.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that. Well, let's play it. Leslie Gore would be so proud of Pack AD if she knew that this version was so awesome. Very heavy and lovely. Let's play it right now. And at the end of this hour, we play this. And then after this, we're going to play some music that I don't think Tim's going to care for very much indeed.
Say I can't. Australia and Canada both have wide open spaces and wild sounds that fill them. Join your host, Matt, as he shares brand new tunes and archived classics from the independent music worlds of Australia and Canada on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Listen Tuesdays from 11 p.m. to midnight.
How'd it go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
We will be getting back into the interview with Russian Tim shortly. I mean now.
This is the Parts Unknown show with Chris and the amazing, immortal, kind, decent
Russian Tim
on 101.9 CITR.
We'll be right back.
So at the top of the hour, I played something from a band that features Jesse Taylor. Now, Jesse Taylor used to be in a band called Twin Crystals. Do you remember this band? I bet you like that because it's heavy driving, molten lava rock and roll. Channel 3 and 4, he was also in a band called that. But he is now taking kind of a dance turn with a project called In Mirrors. Have you ever heard of this band?
Not yet.
Oh, well, you're going to hate it. If I know anything about this punk rock purist, he is going to listen to it, turn up his nose, and say, I do not care for this at all. I'm sure that's not the case. Now, this is a lovely little instrumental song from In Mirrors' new album. The tune is called Ghost 13. And what I'd like to do is play some dance tunes right after that. And then we'll come back and discuss a little bit, because there is quite an amazing, I don't know if members, citizens of Russia, of the Soviet Union, invented the dark wave scene, but I don't know if there are people in the world that do it better than Russian artists. So I want to get into that in a second. Let's play this first. This is new Total Chroma from Vancouver, British Columbia on the Parts Unknown Show.
We'll be right back. Feels
Listening to 101.9 CITR and stop you, but start you.
Russian Tim is here with me, and he couldn't be smiling bigger because, I don't know, that's just the kind of guy he is. I wanted to ask you, I don't know if you know anything about this band. They were from the 80s, and this song is pretty awesome, and they were from Russia. Forum. Have you ever heard of a band called Forum?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
tell me.
Well, there's a song that I am going to play, or that I just played. Didn't you love it? Called Let's Call Each Other, and I hope that you enjoy it. That's all I wanted to say. Did you ever have, like, a dance turn? Like, or did you ever, like... Really?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay.
So, like you said, I'm a punk purist, and, like, pretty much 90% of music which I listen is some version of punk rock. But I have this, I don't want to call it a guilty pleasure, but we can.
Yeah.
I like the 90s European pop.
Okay.
Techno, like, stuff. I like Scooter. I like Modo, ein, zwei, Polizei, drei, vier, Brigadier.
Were you a fan of Golos? Were you of that show and the voice?
No,
okay,
no.
Well, so I know that in Europe, I mean, techno had taken over, like, you know, at the beginning of the 90s. And, like, you know, the 80s, like, you can kind of see it turn and stuff. But rock and roll only exists in pockets throughout the world, you know, and like we're like dinosaurs, we're dying breed, Tim.
Yeah.
But we still move on and we make the best out of the situation that we're in. That was a song called Let's Call Each Other. Had something from Monashi, a little something from Krakow, Loves Adana, some Sig Sally from Vancouver, and also some Total Chroma. And in this set, these requests that you gave me are completely ones that would be on my show. And I don't know if I would ever hear Maneater on the Rocket from Russia show. Have you played Maneater in Apollo Ghosts and Future Star?
Maneater played Rocket from Russia Festival.
No.
Festival, which I played.
Yes. And I wanted to ask you about that. Is that going to be a thing once everything is lifted, the bans are lifted, and Rocket from Russia Fest will exist?
Absolutely.
And bigger and better?
Hopefully. It was booked for October, but we didn't do it again for obvious reasons. But now it moved to December 2022. I really hope that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
That idea, I really like doing it because I always release a compilation of new songs for before the festival. That compilation is ready to go, already mastered, and it's complete. There's lots of new music from the bands which will be playing the festival. And I think that's a good way to bring local bands together.
Yeah.
To play together, hang out together, especially after the time that we haven't played or seen each other for a couple of years. I think it will be nice to do it again.
Well, this scene really needs you. Like, you know, I'm too old for it, man. This is a young man's game. We need fresh blood. And we need Russian Tim. That's fantastic. So I'm so thankful for that. Where is the venue of choice? Is it the Russian Hall?
That's actually, I tried. It's going to be at the Vice Hall, but I tried.
Oh, that's good too.
I tried Russian Hall, but it was a little bit tougher to get a show there. But my dream is one day to do it because it will be such a fitting.
Yeah, it's so great. Well, hopefully they will realize what you're doing and that they'll help you out because it needs to happen. I think so. Yes, on that, let's play some Fake Fruit. This is one of my requests. I get one of my songs on my own show. Isn't that wonderful? On the Parts of Their Own Show. And then we got one more a voice break after this. And I wanted to ask Russian Tim about this track. He probably doesn't know it. We'll play some songs before that on 101.9 CITR.
Myself up for you, prop the hood up and I'll start to tune up for you. We'll be right back.
This is a song by a band that has not been around anymore. And I think that this is the one that I am hoping for. I bet there's a whole bunch of bands called Maneater, but there's only one from Vancouver, and they are all the Maneater that all of us need in our lives, requested by Russian Tim.
I can't see you when you're so far away. I can't feel you when you're so far away. Though I want to, I can't understand you, and I need you.
This will be the final voice break. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to have to stall a little bit, but it is worth it to say goodbye to the wonderful Russian Tim.
Oh, that's it. That's it, Russian Tim. 2 hours. Where did the time go?
I don't know. It was so quick.
Yes.
It felt like maybe less than 2 hours, but I'm glad we produced it. 2 hours of quality radio airtime.
2 hours.
Can you believe it was already 2 hours?
Seriously?
Seriously. No, but we're also taking in that it's daylight savings time. So it was only an hour and something. This is where we say goodbye to Russian Tim, and we played some Future Star, some Man Eater, Apollo Ghost, all requests from Tim, and lovely songs. I've played them constantly on my show, but this one that is going to end the show is the very first time that I heard it. I heard it yesterday, and I wanted to ask you, I bet you don't even know this band. Now, I was doing a bit of review about punk rock and the Soviet Union, and there was young people with crazy musical ideas inspired by punk rock sounds from the East and the West, and then incorporating those sounds in their music. But then what I was told is that the government of Russia were kind of backing their own bands that were very kind of like straight-laced suits. And like, have you ever heard of a band called Singing Guitars?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I like this song. It's aged well. I'm going to play a song called Tachanka. Now, I don't know what Tachanka means. Is that even a Russian word? That sounds like...
I don't know.
That means... Well, yeah. Well,
Google Translate hopefully will help me.
Yeah, well, hopefully. Singing Guitars were, I don't know how long they were around for, but they seem to have some kind of popularity. I guess the Russian government were really into them. So I wanted to end off because it is a quirky, wonderful little number.
Great.
Yes.
Okay, absolutely.
You got anything?
I am just looking at it on the phone. I have no idea what that means.
Yeah.
The translation. So maybe I'm a Russian spy. I don't even speak.
Oh, man. Well, you're not going to find anything here. Tim, thank you so much. I wish you well on your album release. And I am so thankful that you came here and the stories that you were telling. I wish you well in the end of the year. I hope that the album sells good. And can we pick this up? Is it in a vinyl form? Is it in CD? Is it in cassette?
It is in the vinyl form. We have it selling at Neptune Records, and you can order from us, from the shows. The vinyl comes in 4 beautiful colors.
Oh.
Yellow, mint, blue, and pink.
Oh, I got to take mint. That's nice. That's nice. Awesome.
Should have been released on the records, possibly, but you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Tim, thank you so much. And your radio show, punk rock radio show, great success. Rocket from Russia. What was the first year that you had Rocket from Russia?
So I started doing a show on a CITR in 2010. I took over the show, which was called We All Fall Down, for Marielle.
That's right! Marielle Coe!
Correct.
Unbelievable! Yeah, boy, that's a name from my past. That Marielle would always come to my show and say hi. And so
she's amazing. Yeah,
yeah, she's really
still,
nice.
Still friends, and I'm very thankful to her because she invited me first as a guest, then offered to do co-hosting, and then eventually I took over. And in 2012, I think it was, I rebranded as Rocket from Russia because then it was my show.
Yeah.
And I think it was 2012. So yeah, so that's been for a while now.
Yeah, you're going almost a decade soon, right? You know, so...
And that's where it cuts off. That's too bad. Anyway, thank you, Rush and Tim, for the laughs and the great requests. This is Singing Guitars to end off the show. Talk to you guys next week. I think I know who my special guests are, but I'm not going to tell you. Farewell.
Дороги со свет дороги уходи, видишь облако клубиться, по ним часа впереди. Пустолета с поворота, подцепи дорогу стой, застрочил из пулемета, пулеметчик молодой. Эх, Тарчанка, раз Тарчанка, это наша гордость и краса, он армейская Тарчанка, все четыре колеса. Волгой, за Доном мчался степью золотой, загорелый, запыленный пулеметчик молодой. И неслась неудержимо с гривой рыжего коня, грива пепла, грива дыма, грива бури огня. Эх, Тарчанка, раз Тарчанка, да наша гордость и краса, пулеметная Тарчанка, все четыре колеса. По земле прохочут танки, самолеты петелют, а в улёте тачанке небелёчки поют, и врагу поныне снится дождь.